Hello, everyone. Welcome to Financeology 101. Class is now in session. The information provided during this podcast is just that, information. You will need to do further research to address your specific situation. Enjoy the session.
Okay, welcome everyone to Get the Generation presents Financeology 101. I'm your host, Robin Seegers, and my husband is a host, and his name is Elroy Seegers. The title of our session today is Kids First 101, the ABCs of Childcare. Our guest speaker today, we're so excited to have her, is Yakisha Rogers, but we call it Keisha. Yes. And she is a early childhood educator and the owner and operator of Bountiful Blessings Child Development. Hello, Keisha.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Evening, everybody. Good evening.
And as I said before, thank you so much for taking the time out to do this. We truly appreciate it. And just to educate everybody on the ins and outs of, financially, the ins and outs of childcare. So, you know, give us a little bit about yourself, your background in early childhood development.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Again, just to piggyback off of what Robin said, I would like to introduce myself. I'm Yakisha Rogers, affectionately known as Miss Keisha to the families that I serve. I own and operate a North Carolina four-star licensed child care family home in Raleigh, North Carolina. I have two children, one age 29 and one age 19. So we are empty nesters. I am married. I have been married for 14 years. And I've been in childcare for a total of 28 years, 19 as a licensed family childcare home, and 9 years as a lead teacher in some of the prominent childcare centers in Raleigh.
Wow.
Yes. And I was going to say, I also have a degree in early childhood education. And I am I have a certification in North Carolina Infant and Toddlers and Administration too.
Wow. So we got somebody that know a little something.
She's educated.
Okay.
She's educated, okay?
Okay.
All right.
So, okay, Keisha, just give us the all the details about this child care and how much it costs and how much it could cost and what parents are getting with for their money. And because, you know, a lot of parents after COVID going back to work, and some of the kids, I was listening on the news, some of the kids that should have went to child care back in 2019, they finally getting there in 2021, and the parents are like, what do we expect? So help us understand what they should be looking at.
Okay, so it's been a lot of, you know, since COVID, it's been a lot of changes and things such as that. And it's also parents that are potentially wanting to be, well, people that's potentially wanting to be parents. And once you get involved, you like, okay, what is it that I should expect? So from my experiences in this field, what I can share with parents and potential parents when searching for childcare is you definitely have to budget for child care expenses. I'm gonna say that one more time because I don't think people understand. You have to budget for child care expenses. Yes. Child care should be on the top of the list to me. Child care should be on the top of the list with your mortgage, with your light bill, because you gotta go to work, right? And you need somebody to care for your children. So That should be at the top of the list. That should be a top priority. I feel that should be a top priority. Infant care, and I'm speaking from a Raleigh perspective because I live in Wake County. So I'm speaking from Wake County's perspective. It could be different in the county that you live in, but infant care in Raleigh goes from anywhere from $225 on the low end to $375 per week. And wow. And yeah. Yeah, and so you really have to budget for that expense, unless you're balling out like that. Now, I don't know, you could be, but I'm just saying you have to budget for that expense. And according to the state, an infant is considered age one, 6 weeks, I'm sorry, 6 weeks up to age two. So that's considered an infant age, 6 weeks to age 2 years old.
Okay.
And 2 years to 5 year olds can range anywhere from on the low end, 190 to 225 per week or even more. It just depends on what type of facility that you choose, you know, to fit your family needs.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I just want people to know that, because I think a lot of people, they don't realize the cost, and especially if you have twins. If you have twins, that is two separate children.
Yeah,
you understand. Some daycares give a discount, and some don't. You know, because most family child care is a smaller ratio, a smaller number, so it's kind of difficult for family child care to give a discount. But larger centers may be able to accommodate that. So most of the time, these fees does not include any additional fees, anything that's necessity, like the wipes and the milk and all that stuff. This is just strictly child care fees. Now, some centers do offer those things, but most of the time these are just basic child care fees.
Wow.
Yes.
So it could be more than that.
Oh, yeah, it can be more than that. I just try to give you a little estimate range, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And also, I wanted to share with you all that there may be some additional fees, such as enrollment fee, yearly program fee, late fees, early arrival fees, and field trips. You know, I like to share that with parents because all that stuff is not all inclusive.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So I like to share that, especially with the new parents that might not know what it all entails.
Now for the older kids, I guess 2 years old or 1 to 5 years old, is the meal, how does the meal work, like lunch and snacks and all of that?
Okay. I'm glad you asked that question. That is a good question. So for the meals, a lot of the providers, I'm not going to say everyone, because you can choose to be on this program or opt out, but a lot of the providers are on a federal food program. So okay. Like myself, I am on a federal food program where they reimburse me part of my money back that I spent on food. So it's a partial part of my money back on what I spent on food, you know, not a full reimbursement. So therefore, I offer a breakfast, I offer lunch and a PM snack.
Okay. Now for the infants, the formula and all of that, that's on the parents to bring and provide for you.
Once again, so if you're on the food program, you mm-hmm. can offer, formula. Wait, what did you say? Oh, Or you can have the parent to, especially if they breastfeed or whatever, but you can offer formula, but the parent has to sign a paper to say, the provider choose the formula. You understand?
Okay.
So your baby may not even be on that type of formula. So most of the time, my parents, if I had an infant, would bring the child formula.
Okay.
Is it hard to get that? I mean, because it's government kind of assistance, did you have to go through like a vetting process and filling out forms?
You have to fill out forms. They go by what type of schools are in your area. Like if it's on a tier basis. So if it's like a Title I school that's close to your zip code or whatever, you're in like a higher tier, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
You have to fill out an application and all that, and those things like that. And then you have a state consultant that comes by unannounced and, you know, check and make sure that you're serving the meals that you've posted up for the day. And also, you have state auditors. Well, not state. Yeah, the big people come from D.C., but that's at random, you know, within their yearly.
Okay. So is it good to when you know you're expecting, or when you know you're about to go to work, is start shopping around and vetting these people. Because if you go to the cheapest person because you're just trying to not pay that money, you're going to get what you pay for. So you need to be careful, not always think about the dollar, but think about your child's well care and safety. Now, I ain't saying that, like you said, if you balling like that, you can do that. Everybody ain't balling like that, but you have to make sure you're choosing what's best for your kid. And it may be a huge sacrifice in the money, but you know that your child is well taken care of, because you can't have peace of mind at work if you kind of worried about what's going on with your child.
That's right. Yeah. You are exactly right. And also, I just want to piggyback off that. I want to let the parents know, because this is one of the number one questions that I have when I interview a parent. I try to get them to understand my side of it. And, you know, as being the, you know, as I'm self-employed. So you pay for the specific space, not the day. And what I mean by that is, a lot of parents is like, I have to pay when my child is not here. Yes, because your child is still taking up a space.
Oh, okay.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah, right, you pay for a specific. Right. And to piggyback off what you said, if you are in search of infant care, you definitely, especially infant care, you want to start early, especially infant care, because that is like in high demand. And the ratios are smaller. So when I say ratios are smaller, in a center, the ratios are one to five, or one to four in a center. You know, we're a mixed age and family childcare home. So, you know, you definitely want to start early, especially when you are expecting. And most of the time it's a wait list, and you may have to pay to hold a slot for your child.
I was going to ask that.
Right. Children are expensive.
Yeah, and Princess, Alnice Princess, for everybody that don't know, she has a child care home and located in Greensboro, and she says she's having the same problem with explaining to parents about you're paying for the space and not the day. She has that issue too.
That's one of the number one questions I get. And also a number one question is, you mean to tell me I have to pay for your holidays and your holidays and your vacations? Yes, absolutely. Because if I was working at another job, I get paid holidays and vacations. This is my, I have to set this up for myself, you know, as if I was working in another job. So yes, I get paid for. And you want your provider to take vacations because they need mental health days.
Right.
They need mental health days. They're here. You have to look at it like this. They're here 10. You can barely deal with your child. I'm sorry. I hate to say, you can barely, you know, deal with your child, but you're here 10 hours or more per day I'm going to say 5 children or more, ranging in multiple ages, you know, and that's not to complain or anything, because once you get a routine, you'll have it down pat, you know,
but right.
That's not to complain or anything, but I just try to get people to understand, you know, you need to appreciate your provider.
Right. Mm-hmm. And just like parents need a vacation sometimes, a minute to breathe, your child care provider needs that same thing.
Exactly. I just wanted to get into, do you have any more questions? Because I can.
No, go ahead.
Go. You know, I can go on. I just wanted to get into the North Carolina star rated system. A lot of parents don't know about this star rated system.
Okay.
So first of all, I'm going to just tell the parents, you can also, when you're searching for childcare, please make sure, like Robin said, please do not choose a place based on the cost. Please don't do that. I understand that is important. However, you know, you really need to make sure that it fits your family needs. Look at the environment. Ask questions. Do not feel like that you're offending someone by asking questions about your child. I actually welcome that, because then that lets me know that you are a, you know, involved parent. You right. don't want to be overly involved, but what I'm saying is that I know that you care for your child just as much as I would, you know, as much as I would try to care for your child.
Right.
So
right.
that's very important. But North Carolina has a star rated system, and Princess knows about this. You automatically, it's just like with the restaurants where they have, you know, the ratings. So we have ratings as well, like hotels, we have ratings as well. So you get one star just for being a daycare. So if you get licensed in North Carolina, you get one star. Everybody has a star. And but you have to meet certain criteria to qualify for more stars. And the highest star being 5. And so that's when somebody has to come in your house and you have to go through the rating scale. And this person comes to your house. Most of the time it's people that don't even know anything about childcare, but that's another story. They come in your house and they watch you. They watch you like a hawk, and they write down and jot down everything. They don't talk to you until the end. And they watch you all day with the children. The children are not supposed to talk to them, nothing like that. And they watch you, and you have to do everything right and put on the Academy Award winning performance of your life. And then they will rate you at the end. They will rate you at the end. Now, this is an option. This is not mandatory. So this is an option. I am not a 5-star. I am a 4-star because I chose not to do that. So a 4-star, you have to have a degree. And just different policies in place, like a handbook, and it's other things. They rate you on different levels.
Okay.
So, that's the 4-star. And Any more questions before? Because I could go on.
No, keep going.
Okay, and so there are some subsidies for the parents who are out here searching for care, and we know it can be costly. Different counties offer subsidies, and it's programs that can help you with the cost of your care. In most cases, there's a long wait list. We talking about the last time I checked, I think it was like 11,000 kids. Maybe.
Whoa.
On the wait list. And you have to be able to financially qualify. You have to fill out paperwork, and they'll let you know if you qualify for these subsidies. Subsidy pay according to the center or home star rated license. So that's why a lot of people try to aim, you know, well, you should aim for the high, but the 5 stars get paid more. They pay more according to your stars. They pay more according to your stars. Yes. The facility has to be at least a 3-star in order to receive subsidy or vouchers. So they have to be at least a 3-star to receive those. So, you know, and not all facilities accept vouchers.
Okay.
It's a choice. You don't have to. It's a choice if you want to accept vouchers or not. And so let me explain to you how subsidy works. I'm going to explain to the parents how subsidy works, because a lot of people don't know this. When you get a subsidy, you will have a parent fee. They will tell you that your parent fee is X amount of dollars. You will be responsible for paying that fee each month. Depending on your child's rate at the rate at the center at that particular time, you may have an overage fee in addition to your parent fee. I don't know. I'm going to slow down because I'm going to break it down for you so that they understand. Each year your child gets older, the less the subsidy it goes down, the less they will pay. So the parent will also be responsible for that additional money. So, for example, the facility charged $800 a month, right? Your parent fee, they said, okay, Keisha, our fee is $800 a month, but you have to pay, your parent fee is $200 per month. The state would pay the child care provider $550. That's what they say we're paying. We're going to pay $550 for your child. You are responsible for $200. So there's a $50 difference there. Mm-hmm. So guess who's going to have to pay that? The parent is going to have to pay that $50 difference.
Okay.
Now, this is not in all cases, because in centers, most of the time, the state pays centers more than they will a family child care home, only because they have a larger overhead costs. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
So they're
paying them more than they will a family child care home. So in most instances, it's the family child care home that may have the overage fee. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just want to let parents know that, because people are thoroughly surprised when they told me I had to pay $200. Well, this is, it's an overage fee because my fee is this, and this is what I expect to be paid.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. So I just like to let the parents know that.
It's good to know that there's, you know, help out there. Is there, where can you tell us where they would go and get, in case somebody here in Wake County listens to this and say, well, where do I go or to get this help? Is there an actual location?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you can go to the Department of Social Services, or you can log on to North Carolina Division of Child Development website. It has all the links there that will take you. You could click the link and it'll take you, you know, it has provider, it has parents. Actually, a parent could go on there and search for, put their zip code in and search for child care in their zip code. And it'll pull up everybody in your zip code. And then you can also click on there and it'll give you the basic information, like, you know, if they have a website, it'll tell you if they have any citations or been wrote up, it'll tell you all of that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It'll tell you all of that.
Okay.
And that's on the North Carolina Division of Child Development website.
Okay. So there are some child care centers that don't teach. I know you teach the kids like preschool type environment. Is that all of them, some of them, or if that's your preference, is what you choose to do? I mean, are you required by North Carolina? How does that work?
No, actually, we are taught that children learn through play. So that's the very big thing now. Children learn through play, and which they do. They learn how to socialize emotionally. They learn how to, think cognitively. They learn, you know, even through play, even though it may look like to a parent or somebody from the outside that, oh, they're just playing all day. They're actually learning. So that's where it gets to be tricky at, because if a parent just comes in and the children just playing, and they're going to feel like the child has played all day. So we have to educate the parent on, no, children learn through play. But I choose, and some of my other people that I associate with, we choose to, you know, put a curriculum in there, and we have to have a curriculum. It's state mandated. But a lot of the curriculum is through play. But being that I'm in a family child care home, you know, I have a little bit more leniency on what I choose, how my program should be ran. You know, like if you're in a center, you know, they don't believe in a lot of worksheets and stuff like that. It's really not age appropriate, but I know what the public schools, when they get to the public schools, they're going to be looking at a worksheet like, what is this, if they've never been exposed to it.
Okay.
So you have a lot of structure, and I think a lot of people miss that when they have kids, you know, like from, you know, how 6 months to 1 to 2, they think about dropping their kids off and coming back and picking them up at the end of the day. But in between the drop off and pickup, you actually mentoring those kids in the educational level so that when they exit your daycare and go on to the next level, they have a great foundation to start off in school. That's what I'm taking from you right now. Educating them, and you're giving them a great foundation to the ABCs of the world.
Exactly, because like I said before, you know, even though my children are grown, my daughter's 29, about to be 30, and my son is 19, let me tell you something. This is a true story. When my son went to kindergarten, his kindergarten teacher asked me, where did he go to preschool at? And I hesitated for a minute because I want to know where she was going with this question. I said, why do you ask that? And he was, above his level. But then, you know, then I took all the credit. I had to wait first, though. But then I took all the credit. Then I took out the credit because I want to know where she was going with this at. But yeah, so I like my kids to leave out of here at least, you know, knowing. I want them to know. I don't want them to be overwhelmed when they do get to kindergarten and everything. I would like to, you know, I like to treat my kids like my child care families like they're my own almost. You know what I mean? If I want them to learn, but it's not a put, I don't push it on them. You know, we make learning fun. We do hands-on activities, but lots of hands-on activities, and you make learning fun. So, And I, and structure actually helps me. It helps me, my day be more organized.
Right. So you're not just running off. Right. And to make it easier. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. And it gives the kids an expectation. You know, they like schedules, believe it or not. They operate better when it's a schedule.
Oh, yes. And that's something we truly believe in. Elroy and I truly believe in. And people are like, why are you so rigid with your schedule when the boys were little? And it's like, they need that. And when they don't have it, you can tell they go crazy.
All over the place.
And the child care provider can tell too. And I know Princess can attest to this. The child care provider can tell too. Trust me when I tell you.
They do function so much better when they know what's expected, when it's expected. They need that, and and people think it's harsh, but they need it and they love it.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And it's not harsh. It's not harsh. No, it's not at all.
But there's some people that think that. I've had some people think that I was being harsh on my sons when they were little, that having that structure of, okay, it's time to calm down, it's time to unwind. And they're like, why are they on vacation? No, they need this.
Yeah, we need it.
So,
peace of mind.
And they actually respect you better. They actually look up, you know what I mean? They actually respect you better and everything. So, And I just, can I say one more thing? This is totally off. I mean, this is on another subject, but I want to address this because it's all over, it's on the news. You hear it all the time. You hear parents saying it. And so they ask the number one question that I hear, why is child care so expensive? I know y'all have heard that on the news. Expensive child care is. People ask me that all the time. And I'll be ready for them. Let me tell you. They ask me that all the time. I have to say, you have to remember that child care is a service. It's a service, just like anything else. And over the years, I've been in this, like I said, for quite some time, and I've seen a lot of things. And so over the years, I've seen parents spend more on their cars, their hair, their clothes, and everything. But they say their children are their most important asset. So, you get to spend your money on what you want to spend it on, but you got to put some things in order. And actually, child care is one of the lowest paid professions. And I know Princess can attest to this. And oftentimes, we don't have any benefits. And I know it's a choice. Mm. This is the profession that we chose, but you have to be gifted to do this profession. So many people think it's easy, but it's not. You have to genuinely have love for children. You have to, in order to stay in it and stay consistent, you really have to have genuine love for the children. And so, you know, we don't do this for the money. So I just want to say that. And it's major cost. It is major cost associated with operating a facility and or a home. You know, most of the time you're responsible, like I said, for your health insurance. And I don't know if y'all check the rates for health insurance. Woof. But health insurance is through the roof, those rates especially. You know, you got other insurances, you got license fees. They don't not, just because we're in our home, they don't think we have license fees. We do. We have to pay for that license up on that wall through the state of North Carolina. We have to pay for that every October. Okay, we have to pay for that. That they about to bill us right now for that license on that wall. And they will come take that license off the wall, send a sheriff to your house if you don't pay that fee.
Wow.
We have mandated trainings and CEUs that we have to do, just like, public school teachers. We have curriculums that we have to buy that's mandated by the state. We got toys, food costs, taxes, administrative fees. We have to pay for subs when we have to be absent. We got court costs for the parents who don't like to pay. And we have home repair. that we have to do. We have to keep our homes up. They have to be presentable. And kids are rough in your house. They're rough.
So do you offer any special, you know, because I know when me and Robin, when we had our kids, we was fortunate enough that our nursery, she shut down for 2 weeks. But during those 2 weeks, we ain't had to pay because she's like, every year this time, I'm shutting down. Boom. Mm-hmm. She shut down. We didn't have to pay. What do you offer any kind of services for, like, people, you know, pay on time, come on time? I mean, what do you offer for benefits for anything like that? Or do you shut down once a year at the exact same time?
Mm-mm. I do offer, but keep in mind, everybody is different. Everybody, you know, this is my policy. I offer a free, so I call it a child's vacation week. So once you have been with me enrolled full time, not part time, not full time for 1 year, I offer a free child's vacation week, which means that when you and your family go on vacation, you have been on time, paid on time for a year, and have not been late no more than 3 times of afternoon pickup. Have not been late no more than 3 times, you qualify for that free child's vacation week. So that's when you guys go on vacation, though. The child cannot be here. That's when you go on vacation. So I offer that. That's what I offer. But I don't know if a lot of people offer that. That works for me. It has worked for me in the past and over the years, you know. I take 2 vacation weeks a year. I take one in the summer. It's never at the same time. I put in my handbook between June through August. But you always would know, like, by February when my week is.
Okay.
At the beginning of the year. I give my parents my all my days off at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
So they know a year. They know, like, the whole year, you know. And then I take Christmas. I take a week at Christmas. It just depends on how Christmas falls. So I take a week at Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I allot myself personal days. And I allot myself jury duty days. And I allot myself professional training days. I don't take these days, but I have it in my handbook. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just in case these days come up. I allot myself bereavement days. Bereavement days for a close family member. Mm-hmm. So I cover myself. Because you never know when these things are going to come up.
Right.
Thank God I have not had to use a bereavement day. Thank God. And, not too many personal days. And I've never used a sick day ever in my 20s. I've never used a sick day. I just didn't.
Wow.
I never have used a sick day.
Wow.
Never. I just thought about that sitting here talking to you guys.
You know what? I truly commend you, because when you broke it down, all the things that as parents complain why it's so expensive, but then when you broke down all the costs that you incur, it was like, wow, I didn't think about any of that stuff. Because I was one of those parents. Oh my God, you want what? But as you broke it down, it's like, oh my goodness, she is right. She's absolutely right.
Exactly. People don't realize it. And then you got the parents, some parents, not all, but you have the parents that come in and try to mentally add up your dollars. They count the kids and time and your money. That's what they're doing. Yeah. So you do have that as well. You have that as well.
And basically saying, she good. She don't need my money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And please don't get a new car or nothing. Oh my goodness. I'm paying for that car. Well, your job is paying for yours.
Amen.
Do you have any kind of COVID restrictions with daycare, all the changes and stuff, anything that, you know, you can talk about that you had to go through because of COVID?
Oh, that was crazy in the beginning. Oh,
was it?
Yes. In the beginning, like last year, when March, when, you know, everything was closing down and shutting down and everything. And then at one point we had to let some of us had to let some of our children go because their parents wasn't considered essential workers. And so we lost income there. And then they had all these you know, state mandate things, and that was crazy. So the parents, I know, were no longer allowed to enter into our programs.
Okay.
Like, you know, when you're picking your child up or dropping your child off, they had to stand outside, and they had to wear a mask, and which they still do, stand outside. And then we had to do temperature checks and write down temperatures at least once or twice a day of the children. And it was tough. It was tough. I think it's smoothing out now, but it was tough. We had to sanitize the toys, which we always sanitize the toys, but it was on 10, you know, the Lysol and sanitize the toys and you know, you just had to be very cautious, and you still do, you know, just cleaning everything, because, you know, children carry a lot of germs. And then especially when they go home over the weekend, they're coming back in. You don't know where these kids been.
Right.
You know, you don't know where the children been. It's not mandatory for the preschool age children to wear masks. That's not mandatory. Only the kids that are school age, like 5 years on up, only kids that are school age, they have to wear masks. But the preschool age children don't. That's a choice left up to you, you know, to the provider. So that's not that's not mandatory.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. But it's all this talking about child care. I remember that day, praise Jesus, that Tyrell Cedric, he was going to kindergarten, that last payment. Girl, we felt like we hit the lottery.
I hear a lot of parents say that. They say, I love you, Miss Keisha, but and I totally understand. I get it.
Because we made sure he was at a nice facility, but girl, we rich.
I get it. Look, I'm not even mad at you. I get it. I totally understand. I get it.
But then we went and put Tori to Montessori school. Remember that? We put Tori to Montessori school. Yeah.
Yeah, that's on the higher end.
Yeah, it's a high end. Yeah, we found that real good.
Yeah, Montessori is a higher end. Yes, that's different. That's a different,
Yeah, you ain't never joking. All different costs. There go my car.
Exactly. But it was well worth it, right? It's well worth it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely look at your worth it. Now. And that's why I was saying, parents, I know it's costly, but like Keisha said, we gotta count up the cost. Do you want to be cheap and have them in a facility that you and like, oh, I got to check on my child all the time? Or do you want a nice facility like Keisha's facility and Princess's facility where you know your baby is safe, you can do your job, you at peace, your baby is learning, and he's being fed well and loved on? Yeah. Sometimes you can't always look at that dollar amount. You got to look past that.
You pay for it now. You're going to pay for it later.
Exactly.
And to piggyback off that, I just want parents to keep in mind when looking for care, like I said before, ask questions. You know, check references, you know, check the environment, get a feel for the program. Is it a good fit for your family? Just because it's pretty, that means nothing. I have worked in a lot. Let me tell you, I worked in some great centers and they were beautiful, but the kids didn't learn anything. But that's what the parents saw when they came in. They saw, but see, you should, the money was going into the building, not the children. But the parents loved it because the center was beautiful. It was beautiful. And I'm not knocking, I think that's wonderful. But please, you know, go back and check and make sure it fits your you know, and does it meet your expectations? And also, as a provider, I always ask the parent at the end of my interview, I give them time to give their expectations to me, but I also give them my expectations because I have expectations of you. Expectations of you, And so while you're interviewing me, I'm mentally interviewing you as well because you may not be a good fit for my child care program.
Are parents more concerned about my child just being somewhere while I'm working? Or do you have like a balance, somebody saying, I want them to be somewhere, and I want them to learn also. What is your balance of people that, you know, you typically get as far as what they're looking for in daycare? Someone just to hold my child or someone to teach my child?
Well, it's a mix. But the number one question that I get, like, you know, initially on the interview is, how much do you charge?
Right.
And then once that is told, they go from there. And then, you know, they mostly concerned about, well, a lot of the parents, they are concerned about their child learning and things such as that. But that dollar sign, that's the biggest concern, you know, as I understand. And, you know, so I said, you know, like Robin said, please do not choose a place just for the price, because you have to get what you pay for. You got to consider the cost and the quality of care. Pay on time.
Because I remember one time I took a job and the job just paid for childcare. I mean, that's how much I made. It wasn't enough to do anything else, but I was determined to get myself in the workforce. This was after the military, get myself in the workforce so I can get myself exposed. And it did open up to another job, but that job only was enough to pay for child care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's funny you should say that, because that's how I got started my own in my home. That's what. Mm-hmm. I was working in the child care center, and I couldn't even afford to work there. Yeah, I
did.
When I got my check, I'm telling you, it was pitiful. I think I made $244 after they deducted child care fees for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Exactly. I had an infant, and that was 19 years ago. So, and it was like $190 then. You know what I mean? And so I said, okay, God, I had to step out on faith. And the first 6 months was a struggle, because you got to build your brand. You got to build your name. Your word of mouth carries a lot for you. So, the first 6 months was a struggle for me. But, you know, here I am. And God has never failed me.
Hey, man, that's what I'm talking about.
He has never failed me. And so, so I just wanted to share that. And one more thing. I know I keep saying that, but one more thing. I just wanted to share. This is for the people who want to start a family childcare home or in the state of North Carolina. Because you got some parents. I had one of my daycare parents, my childcare parents. She thought she can do it. And she was like, I'm going to start my own. So she went and she started her own. I helped her and everything like that. But she did not last. She lasted for about maybe 2 months. Maybe 2 months, because people think it's very easy. But in the state of North Carolina, it's a felony. It is a felony to keep more than two children under the age of 13. And let me tell you, your children counts in your number. My son, when he was in my daycare, I could have five preschool age children. He was one of my five. He counted in my number. So just keep that in mind. They count as part of your ratio, your own children. And it is a felony in the state of North Carolina if somebody would happen to call on you and you're unlicensed and you're keeping more than two children.
Oh, my. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So you might want to know if that's worth that felony on your record. I don't know.
Right. And for those people that's listening, if you have your children in one of those facilities and you know, and they get caught, then you out of child care.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because we have to go through it. People think it's very easy, but it really isn't. We have state consultants. They pop up on us. We have to do an EPR plan, emergency preparedness response plan, just like another business would. We have to do those and keep those updated. We have to do fire drills. We have to do shelter in place drills. And that has to be documented. So it's just like running you got other people, children in your care. So you really have to take this very seriously.
Wow. See, and when people think of daycare, childcare, they don't, because I'm telling you, I never even thought about all that you're saying here. It just never even dawned on me that because you're running a business. We know you're running a business, but we don't see it as a business.
I know most people. Most people think we're sitting at home letting the kids watch TV all day.
Yeah, with the iPads.
Exactly. And that's one of my pet peeves right there. I just do not like to be called a babysitter. But I had to correct. I had to correct quite a few people. I even had to correct my husband before we got married. When I met him, he called me a babysitter, and you saw the horns come out the top of my head. But he understands now, because he didn't realize, like you said, you didn't realize. He understands more in depth now. Yeah, he saw the horns come out, because that's the worst thing that I could be called, is a babysitter, because that's the furthest from the truth. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you're running a legit business. That's legit. So now, I mean, he and you, it just gave me a whole different perspective on childcare, especially home childcare centers. Mm-hmm. It really has. And I commend you for that. Wow.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you.
It takes a lot of energy to do one of those from home.
Yeah.
Because one thing, you're inviting people in your home. You got to restructure your home. So that takes a different kind of personality, because your home and where you live is the exact same place. It's kind of like you don't get an escape.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the truth. You summed it up very well. Exactly. And then if you have small children of your own, your day keeps going after the kids leave at whatever time. And then those children, you have to explain to your kid, they don't understand, that's my toy. They think that that's my toy. So you have to do that. Like I put my son went to, as he got older, he went to another, I put him out of my daycare. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought about that. Because it makes it easy on you, because you need a break from your own kids. So exactly. They can go be taught by somebody else.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get that. I do.
That sounds bad, but I did.
No, I get it. I get it.
It was like a half day program, but I had to do something.
Because he's seen you as mommy when you're Miss Keisha. This time frame, honey, I'm Miss Keisha. Yeah, you can't come to me. I can't give you all my time.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yes.
I truly commend you, and appreciate you. It gave me a new perspective of all that you do. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much,
y'all. In Christ, I thank you.
Thank you guys.
You're welcome. And is there, you want to give out your social media information? I'm also posted on the website, but for people that's listening, if they want to look at your website and give a mention to your other business too, give a quick snippet of your other business.
Keep playing. Okay.
Thank you. I will. But before that, can I give my last little thoughts that I had?
Go ahead, girl. Give your thoughts.
I could talk for hours. So my last little thoughts that I would have, I would just like all the parents to know that it's a partnership. It is a partnership, and it's so important. It's important for the children because it has impact on their behavior and the development and their development in the classroom. And get to know your child's provider or your child's teacher. Get to know them. This is the person that's spending at least 10 hours or more a day with your child. So you got to build that trust and relationship. Be professional. Leave providers out of your custody disputes, because you would not believe that it's a lot of custody disputes. Yeah, it's a lot of those.
Wow.
So please leave your providers out of your custody disputes. And also, if you have a great provider or teacher, please acknowledge that and let them know how much you appreciate them. That goes a long ways. Just by saying a simple thank you. Just a simple thank you. Because sometimes, we don't get that and we get discouraged. So we need that extra push. And so, like I said, this has to be a gift. You have to love this job and love what you do, and pick your child up on time and pay on time. That's my two.
Amen.
Those are my two things that I want to leave y'all.
Pay on time, pick up the child on time.
Exactly. Those are my two things that I would like to leave y'all with. You didn't hear nothing else tonight.
You heard that.
Look,
I'm messing. I'm messing.
Let the church say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. So it, like Robin said and Elroy said, it's Bountiful Blessings Child Development. And you can find, I have a Facebook page. It's Bountiful Blessings Child Development on Facebook. I don't have Instagram. I can't keep up with all that stuff. So Facebook is good. I do have a website. It is bbbcdh.webs.com. So that's my website for Bountiful Blessings. And my email is, don't judge me, y'all, is bblessingscdh@hotmail. .com. And so Robin mentioned another business that my husband and myself have. I am the co-founder of Key Players.
And great company.
Yes, thank you. And so what it is that is it's still dealing with families, but we deal more on the marriage side of it. So it's a marriage ministry, if you want to call it that. And so you can find us on Facebook at Key Players, and that's with the Z, KEYPLAYERZ. And also on Instagram at Key Players. And our website is keyplayers.com. And the email is skplayers14@gmail.com. So we're excited about that.
So everyone, if you didn't catch all of that, when this podcast gets posted out on Podbean, all her contact for the child care and for Key Players will be listed, so you can look at what she does on both ends. She's a hard work woman, y'all. Hard work woman.
Yes. work hard, play hard.
Exactly. And so, Elroy, you want to give out social media?
Yes. Let me give a shout out to my niece, who knows. She says she had 2 years in her daycare business as of August. Her daycare name in Greensboro, North Carolina, is called Trusted Hands Care. Her business is called Mommy and My Business. Is that right? Mommy and My Business?
Yeah, her business, right. But the child care center is?
It's Trusted. I just had it. Trusted Hands Child Care in Greensboro, North Carolina. That's for my niece. Shout out to my niece. Support her. Yes. Support Keisha here in Raleigh. Bring your kids. Get educated. So far as we go, Robin and I have this business. It's called Gifted Generations. Basically, it's a company that we're trying to give back to multiple generations from level to level, from generations moving forward. Our Instagram is, of course, at Instagram. It's gift.gen. That's GIF.GEN. Playing off the Gifted Generations. Facebook is Gifted Gen LLC. YouTube, just do the search, type in Gifted Generations LLC. You can see all the things my lovely wife has posted. I'm the IT guy, but she does all the work. So free labor, y'all. Woo! So, and our website is giftedgenerations-llc.com. And Robin, what do we always say?
Don't forget the dash.
And last but not least, but the greatest thing that we have an app. It's called Bags of Money. It's out on Android. We're working extremely hard to get it on iPhone, iOS. But right now, it is available on Android. And basically, what this app does, you can put all your income in there, all your expenses in there. And this app can actually project what you would have in the future a week from now, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, based on your what? Spending habits. So today is September the 14th. If you want to know what your money is going to be and at the end of September, click on September 30th. You can see what your potential balance would be based on your income, expenses, anything you got going on in between. Great app. You'll be foolish not to get it. Check out our website. Check out our podcast, which my wife is doing right now. And I got to give my wife all the credit in the world. She said, baby, you ain't got to come back and have this covered. Now, this is all my idea, this whole podcast. But she is taking over. She is taking over the IT. She does the file. She does the trimmings of the everything. I just sit back and be like, can I speak? Can I come to the show? I'm like, I'm not invited no more. I love you, honey. You do a marvelous job. You know, some people don't like working their wives. I love working my wife. She's done a great job. She is tremendous. I give you all the credit in the world. So continue doing it, because if you stop doing it, I got to pay somebody. So
you got that right.
So I just want to say I love you. Kiss you. I appreciate you. I love you too. Love you and your husband. All the things you guys put on for couples. We have actually attended some before, and we left there in stitches.
Do a
great show. So I've always said, key players, you know, once your kids go up, they can be part of key players and participate in that. Now, you can do it right now. Got the kids off somewhere, have a date night, hook up with key players. Great, great couple. They do a marvelous job. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. I got a chance to speak tonight. That's my part. I'm shutting up now.
And on that note, we're going to shut it down. Thanks, Keisha. I truly appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Financeology 101. I hope you enjoyed this session and the information provided will assist you on your financial journey. Until next time, be financially engaged.